Parashat Ki Sofa discusses the mitzvah of Bikurim. The mitzvah of Bikurim was that when the Jewish people were living in Eretz Yisrael and the harvest season would come, they would take the first fruits of the crop, the best fruits, and bring those fruits up to Yerushalayim, where they would be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. Unlike other karbanos, the fruits weren't burned on the Mizbech, but rather they were enjoyed. Now, we don't have the mitzvah of Bikurim nowadays. So the question is, what lesson can we learn from the mitzvah of Bikurim? What eternal lesson can we learn from the mitzvah of Bikurim? And what relevance might they have today? What symbolic relevance might they have? And how can we symbolically fulfill the mitzvah of Bikurim? So Rebbe explains that Bikurim teaches two lessons. First of all, it took a lot of work to get those fruits, to get those first fruits. As a farmer, you had to be working all season on your crops and on your fields in order that they sprout, in order that you produce a good fruit. So you might think, if you've produced the good fruit on your own, you might say, "Koichi ve'oitzem yodi osali es kolachayil hazeh." My power and my strength made me all this wealth. The mitzvah of Bikurim, however, says, no, take your best fruits, bring them to Yerushalayim, and declare upon them, Asher nosato li Hashem. This is Hashem's gift, because even though I put in all my efforts and all my best efforts, without Hashem's blessing, nothing will materialize. And this is a perspective we can maintain even in the absence of a Beis HaMikdash and even in the absence of a Bikurim ritual. Through everything we do and everything we produce, we can inculcate the awareness that Asher nosato li Hashem, this is ultimately a gift from Hashem. The second lesson from Bikurim has to do with the fact that Bikurim are not burned on the Mizbeach, but rather they're eaten, rather they're enjoyed. It's a conjunction of the sacred and the mundane. We're sacralizing, we're making a mundane act, the act of eating, holy. And that's one of the primary teachings of Chassidus. Holiness is not only found in the Beis Medrash. Holiness is not only found in the context of davening and learning. Holiness is meant to pervade everything. Every act can be a holy act if it's done intentionally and it's done for the right purpose. Holiness exists in Shul. It exists in the Beis Medrash, but it also exists in the home. It also exists at the dining room table. It also exists in business. It exists in everything you do and everywhere you go. And that message of Bikurim is actionable and relevant in every time and every place.